Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, March 6th. 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner and friend, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning. You know, I've just got three words. Welcome back, Ed.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. I not bragging. I rarely take a day off, but I appreciate you and Sean filling in for me. I had to go down to Florida, Panama City, in my small plane because there's a mechanic down there that can do work that nobody up here can.
What's up with the twin engine?
Well, actually, see, I flew down there to get this piece of equipment put in, and it was a somewhat challenging flight because of weather, but that teaches me to be a better pilot. I have to leave the plane there, which is still there a week later because the part didn't come in, and I flew back with my instructor in his plane.
I thought you bought a new plane.
No, that's not going to happen. Thank you, alimony. about 2 years and 3 months and 4 days and about 4 hours, that's when alimony ends.
Not that you're counting.
No. Don't even think about it. But it was my instructor's plane, and I'd never been in a twin engine before. Pretty cool. Sat in the back seat because he did have a student pilot in the front. I actually learned a lot just by observing. We flew through rain, haze, fog, clouds, and darkness, and I don't fly at night. I'm not flying a plane in the dark with a single engine because if it goes out, you are pretty much doomed. With a twin engine, you do have a secondary chance. But it was really cool. It's just it was really small in the back seat.
Now, for the other side, I'm very angry with you. You sent me a picture of you in the sun with palm trees. I'm very angry. I'm jealous.
Well, if we compare trips, you're going to win. That's for sure.
Well, we're happy. We started as soon as we got that picture, we started planning our beach trip. Well, I don't know where we're going to go, but somewhere with the beach.
Super duper.
Somewhere soon. Yeah, we got to get out of here. So, we still are or have been prohibited from doing in-person CMEs because of COVID, so many, I would say, the continuing education company for any doctors or NPs out there listening or PAs, the continuing education company, CEC, is a wonderful, wonderful company. Walter Enes is the owner. And puts on great programs throughout the world. I think they have cruises, they've got beach trips, they've got some in major cities. But the amazing thing is, even during COVID, he never slowed down. So he kept having wonderful CMEs. He did, online. You could be there in person. And even if you're there in person, you could sit in your hotel room if you weren't comfortable and still do it on your computer. So way to go, continuing education company. But Ed, we're looking into something really good. This year, I hope I can get that done because we have had a prohibition on in-person CMEs, which I don't agree with, because most of these CMEs, well, I would say a lot of the medical schools are still not doing in-person. But again, the private companies, just like you, Ed, at Nutrition World, just kept running. They just had to adapt to the new world, and Walter's done a fantastic job, and I'm just so thankful to be associated with him and go to his programs, but I hope I can announce a really good CME soon. I'm still waiting on my approval from somewhat liberal forces in the world to be able to even go to an in-person CME again because that's been outlawed for about a year.
But as we see with open eyes, things are changing. The tip is tipping to the other side of all things, like in life does with enough time. The further the pendulum swings to the left or the right, then it's going to swing back eventually. It is doing that, not as far as what we probably want at this point. But we're going to talk about, some COVID issues, coward of the week, hero of the week, and probably in the second or third segment. So we'll get into that at that point.
There's just so many choices right now.
Yeah, I was feeling more comfortable for sure, and I'm glad I saw in the headlines, because I don't really watch the news that much, DeSantis saying to college students, what was it, please?
It was high school, so he was about to give a talk, And I can't quote him, but he just turned around and looked at him and said, you know, take off your mask. You don't have to do that here. But, you know, the left was yelling at him for being a bully to those high schoolers. And, you know, honestly, love Governor DeSantis, but it was a little rude, I think, the way he did it. However, I agreed with the sentiment, but not with the style that he did. He's yelling at high school students, of all things. They're not yelling, but, you know, harshly speaking. But it was funny that people like The View, you got those, you know, four ladies, and they're sitting right beside each other with no mask, judging him for telling people to take off their mask. And I thought, well, that is a little bit hypocritical. But, you know, I agreed with his sentiment that, you know, so many studies showed that it was actually harmful to kids. It really didn't protect them, and they were at the lowest risk for the most part, with rare exceptions. So, you know, sentiment, yes. Style and delivery, no. The other one, I wish I knew his name, but there was somebody running for Senate in Florida, and he's had an English accent. I don't know if you saw this, but his he got pulled over and was on camera and was just completely a jackrabbit to everybody. I don't know if you saw that, but I loved he came on Tucker Carlson sometime after that, and I loved his honesty. He said, yeah, I got a really big mouth. I've got a bad temper, and, you know, I was out of line. And I was rude. He said, but, you know, that's just who I am. And that's, if you elect me, that's who I'm going to be. I'll tell you exactly what I think. He said, the worst part of it is, he goes, while I was doing that rant, I knew I was on the camera. He goes, I didn't care. But, you know, I like that. I want politicians back like that, that when they speak, they're actually speaking what they think, what they believe, like Ron DeSantis did. Yes, tell me what you think. I may not agree. I may agree. I don't know. But I don't want a bunch of lies. We don't like rhetoric, lies, hypocrisy, and we're tired of it. We've been watching this now for the last 2 years, and I don't know about you, but frankly, I'm tired of it. I'd like to see a little bit of honesty from our politicians.
Absolutely, and it goes on both sides, not just one.
I didn't say left or right. I said politicians, yep. All of them.
I did go yesterday and get me a little facial again with a Southern Surgical Arts.
I thought you looked like you were glowing.
it's just the love in my heart, brother.
There you go.
And just because they sponsor us, I actually didn't even know that they sponsored this show until last month. Did you know that?
I think we've mentioned that before.
But it was really cool because I go over there at Ottawa to Tammy. And
we appreciate it too, don't we?
We certainly do. And I told Tammy yesterday how much I appreciate it. She's the one who does it. And just for those, I do not do Botox. I'm not opposed to anyone who does, or if I wanted it, I would. But I just don't do anything like that. But I do like getting about 3 facials a year because I have sun damage. I have been in the sun too much. I don't use sun protection like some people recommend. I think some of the toxins in the suntan lotions can be worse than the sun. But I also never burn. I don't let myself. That is where you really get injuries and increase skin cancer rates. Tanning, to me, if you're nutritionally really sound and complete, lessens the risk of that. But I did something called a PICO, P-I-C-O, P-I-C-O. And what it does is they use that procedure to remove tattoos. And it's pretty intense. You have to use numbing cream. And what it does is, if it can remove a tattoo, then it can pretty well remove a sunspot, age spot, or damaged skin. Now, it doesn't completely do it, as it won't with a tattoo. But for those of us who are, you know, less young than before, it is a cool little therapy. I just recommend it, Southern Surgical Arts.
And here I thought PICO was something at the Mexican restaurant. Little did I know.
I never mentally put that together. That's funny.
That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah, I lived in a PCB for a while in my youth, so I think I probably burned a few too many times. But living at the beach will do that to you.
Yeah, and you like being out in nature and things, and it just comes with living. I mean, these bodies do have miles on them. And
brother, I'm ready to start living at the pool. We've been out there to the condo pool. It's so nice. It's been so warm this past week, and there have been people laying out by our pool. So nice, wonderful weather. I mean, we set a record. What was it? Maybe Thursday, I think it was. Set a warm record. Yeah, I think it was an all-time record. Nice. I'm ready for spring. How about you?
I'm ready for almost any season. I'm not too devoted to any particular one, but I do like flying in pleasant temperatures. It's really cold when you go out to a hangar that's the plane's 32 degrees, and the plane doesn't like it. It doesn't want to start very well.
As I get older, bring the heat on. Come on.
Hey, have you ever heard of, you probably have, this thing called a Theragun?
Mm,
I go to two wonderful physical therapists, Mary Stoker and... and Ken Keach, and for my hip. I'm getting better. Actually, I did 18 minutes on the treadmill this week, which is a world record for me. I figure in my mind, if I can do 30 minutes, even slow, then I can walk 10 minutes anywhere without any discomfort. It doesn't mean I'm not having some days that are struggles, but they're getting less and less. But
you are walking better today.
Thank you. But Theragun is a type of little apparatus that one of the physical therapists said there's no other
brand.
Yes,
I've actually bought that as a present for people.
I'm telling you, people, I have never had anything that works so well on my joint pain.
It's one of those things where I've never bought one for me, but I bought it for other people.
Well, I'm gonna.
It's a shame.
I'm gonna turn it on for you before you leave, so you can try it. But putting that on my hip, or elbow, or any place that hurts, it goes deeper than anything I've ever personally utilized in my entire life. And if done appropriately, it works wonders. In fact, I used it on someone that had arthritis on their thumb, and she said it was amazing. She had no pain for 24 hours with a 3-minute treatment. So Theragun, Theragun, and just recommended. I got the mini version, not the big version. So the mini version is
well,
the
you
way
know,
to
Ed,
go.
Like I told you, I've never been for a professional massage in my life. That's something my wife keeps telling me she's going to take me. We haven't done it yet. But then I haven't been to the float tank or the cryo chamber or anything else that we keep saying we're going to do.
Well, you are...
I just go suffer at the gym. That's what I do.
No, we're going to make a game plan. We just have to put it on the calendar. You and I both are like that. We have to put it on the freaking calendar. And
our listeners are going, you've been saying that for 4 years, yeah. Chris. You know?
Well, we got an interesting guest coming up, and I'm not going to say much about it, but there's a long-term friend of mine, and I feel like we're going to really enjoy his little story, because I think stories are very valuable, very potent, very powerful for people. Sometimes much more than just information. So
can't wait.
Hang in there. Stay tuned for segment 2, and we are all about your health and ready to rock and roll. So hang in, and we'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And you know, love having guests. And I just kind of stumbled upon a potential guest a couple months ago in a conversation, and he's with us today. And you know, sometimes I think that stories can be more powerful than almost any other experience, and sometimes even more important than food. because technical information can it's sometimes hard to really ingest and digest and change a life. But when you hear someone who really has decades of accurate stories of something of value, and that's what we're going to hear today from a good friend of mine, Charlie Wysong. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Charlie.
Thank you, Ed.
Charlie's has been a Chattanoogan for a long, long time. He's a pastor. He's a wonderful man with a 15 children. I told Dr. Green that, and of course that's always stunning. And every one of his kids I've ever met and talked to, which is not all of them, I mean they're just well developed and mature and very focused and just amazing family. And I knew his mother, who lived to be how old?
106.
106. She passed away about 3 years ago.
About, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember taking a photo of her and I about 4 or 5 years ago. But the reason I really love Charlie is because he doesn't just talk the talk. He actually walks the walk in regard to many things, certainly in the religious spiritual avenue also. But as far as diet and commitment to the value that I was born with, which is a philosophy of self-healing, that you know, God and nature gave us a tremendous healing capacity, but we have to help it along. It doesn't happen just with hope. And I've watched Charlie, his brother, his mother, heard the stories of his children, and by no means are we poo-pooing traditional medicine, and I know no. Dr. Green knows that very well, but I want you to just kind of tell a little bit of your story and how you manage your health and how you have done so freaking well for you, your family, and your mother, and the fact that, and this is not bragging, but how old was your mother kind of before she started really declining?
Well, she was, when she started... when she got to be 100 years old,
okay,
she started to have some memory issues.
Okay.
And at the same time, she started having seizures every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so so what have I done? So when my wife and I got married, we bought an herb book called Back to Eden.
Yes.
Which you know very well. Mm-hmm. And that was our medical book. And we did everything. So in there's an anti-seizure tincture. Mm-hmm. And being a chemist, I made some of that tincture up. And it says in the book that if you put one drop on the tongue, it will stop the seizure immediately. Well, that's impossible. If anybody's ever seen a seizure, one drop on the tongue couldn't possibly do that. One drop on the tongue stops seizures. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to stop the seizures, but still the seizures had a penalty for having had that. And so my brother started giving her some supplements, and I cannot tell you what they are right now, but at age 102, she never had another seizure. Mm-hmm. So for 4 years that she, the last 4 years of her life, she never had any seizures.
And you were basically, her caretaker as far as this advice, and we both know, all three of us certainly know that the value and that how traditional medicine it saves lives every minute on this earth. But your path was to self-manage with nutrition, foods, and health as long as you could.
Yes.
And then if things got in a bad situation, then of course you were smart enough to know what to do, because I know she did end up going to doctors and they did some really good work for her at that stage. But the fact that you managed your life, your health, your kids, and your mother, pretty much your all these, and how old are you now?
I'm 80. I wrote to my class and I said, I am now, and they are too, I'm now 41 years old. And I said, and I'm not old.
There you go.
And I'm not. I mean, I texted you the other day that I had spent about an hour out splitting wood, firewood yesterday or day before. Anyway, but I'm in good health. I don't have the pains of old age. I don't have arthritis, diabetes, any of those things. And a lot of it is just disciplining the body. And, you know, I don't eat sugar, I don't drink milk, and I don't eat wheat bread.
There you go. And I know the only issue you've ever had, and we all have something, is kind of allergies. That's not really, certainly not a devastating medical issue, but it's an aggravating one, and you manage it. You still learn how to manage it. That's what you do with that.
Right.
We're not born with perfect bodies, and we have to manage certain things. But to see, well... and again, you know, Dr. Green, I'm not trying to cut down the pharmaceutical industry, but the third leading cause of death in this country is prescribed pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
That's because people don't do what we talk about here. Even you, Dr. Green, we talk about eating right and exercising. And when you don't do anything right, you're probably going to fall apart.
You know, one of the things I'll tell patients sometime, does this thing have any side effects, doc? You know, the medicine I've written, I'm like, everything has potential side effects. Yeah. The only thing with no risk is God's grace. That's, I always say that.
Yeah. Well, I know this. The last couple of months or years, I've started focusing on my lymph system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody says blood, you know, blood, but you've got a gallon of blood and 3 gallons of lymph fluid. And so I've started watching that. And I, when I got into hay fever season, I would take and kind of hit down around my, mm-hmm. to get this. Now, I'm an engineer. I was a ceramic engineer, and there used to be a lot of ceramic engineers in Chattanooga because they had a lot of ceramic industry here. And my father taught most of them. He taught at Georgia Tech, and he died at age 53.
Oh.
My mother, but he did a lot of things that were wrong.
Okay.
He smoked, and that was, mm-hmm. he says, I know this has gotten me. And but my mother lived twice as long as my father.
Twice as mm-hmm. long.
Yeah.
And again, you just admitted that your father kind of wasn't on the path of taking care of himself.
Yeah, right. And he knew it. He was from North Carolina. It's kind of the thing to start smoking probably age 15, 16 years old. And he smoked all his life. I hated cigarette smoke. It burned my eyes. And anyway, God protected me from some of those things just by giving me allergies and other things like that that kept me from doing those things. But let me say this. Several things happened in my life. One was this lady that lived down the street from us. It went to school with my mother. She was a nurse, and she gave me a book called How to Live 365 Days a Year. And it talked about all the psychosomatic diseases that are occurring in this country. Well, that was in 1960 and maybe 1950. And so after reading that book, I never took another aspirin.
Really?
Yeah. I just.
So you've not taken any medicine in how long?
Well, 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then her son got ulcers.
Mm-hmm.
He went to, anyway, and going to Harvard and Yale and all that, he ended up with an ulcer. And we used to talk about it. And he said, well, there are three things, and this is 1960 information, that things that are cold, things that are carbonated, things that are alcoholic tend to aggravate the stomach and give ulcers. And so I drank probably 4 Cokes a day. My foreman and I would stand there and talk and what have you. And I really thought an ulcer was kind of an emotional weakness. And I didn't want to have one. And so I was sitting there at about 10 o'clock, and my foreman and I were drinking a Coke, and my stomach started burning. And I thought, I'll never drink another Coke. I haven't had another Coke since.
So the light went off in you, that connection between a substance that you were consuming and your health condition.
Right. But, you know, if you drink, now these were 6.5 ounce Cokes, uh-huh. not the 20 ounce that we have today. But there's about 1/10 of a pound of sugar in a Coke. And so if you drink 1 Coke a day, you're eating 35 pounds of sugar a day, a year.
Yes.
Well, I don't have any of that. And
because sugar really, really sends you soaring in a improper place, right?
Yes, it does. It ruins me. Uh-huh. If I drank a Coke or just took a tablespoon of sugar right now, I'd have hay fever like nobody's business.
you're in that small percentage that it has really become an observer of their own habits and then get feedback, make wise decisions based on that. And I know Dr. Green certainly sees it every day, people who kind of give up their thinking patterns and want you to think for them. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I've been thinking back to when I had to give up Mountain Dews and Mellow Yellows years ago, and I remember doing that, and sugar recently, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I've been thinking about. So
yeah.
I feel much better off my sugar.
And if people don't follow nature's and God's wisdom as far as this body, they're going to come see Dr. Green because the body will not cooperate. It simply won't, will it?
Right. It won't. And I've been very fortunate to have good advisors. My sister was a diabetic dietitian out in California. And so when my wife got diabetes, she said, "What doctor are you taking?" I said, "I'm not." I said, "I'm going to treat it myself." And she said, "Oh, Charlie, a ceramic engineer can't cure diabetes." So we came to you every month. We did a blood test. You looked at it and you said, "I think this is high, this is low." There were seven things on her blood test that were not in spec. And so you made it say, "I think this supplement would be good and that supplement would be good." And they did turn out exactly like you said. They were very effective. And about 6 months, she didn't have diabetes. I mean, she was down below 100 in the morning on her blood sugar. And so being kind of buoyed up by that, she then went back to eating like she used to.
Yep. Very common story.
Yeah. And so she wound up with it again. We came in, did a blood test on Friday, her blood sugar was 285. And the lady said, "Get to a doctor right now." So I started doing, and so I came to the store, and Brenda wanted some. She heard CBD oil would help diabetes, and so she said, "I'd like some of those gummy CBD." So we bought those, and she took them, and she ended up. Her blood sugar went up to 270, 250. It typically was like 160, 180. We just couldn't get it down. And so while I was there buying the CBD oil, I bought some berberine from you.
Yes.
And she started taking two of those in the morning and two of them in the evening and with a probiotic. And she started going from eating three times a day to eating two times a day.
Okay.
And her blood sugar the other day was 81.
Wow. I know you brought in a chart for me and actually for Dr. Green this morning showing exact blood sugar readings. The power of the natural pharmacy never ceases to amaze me. It truly doesn't. And the fact that, you know, your wife's a perfect example. She was not doing well. You helped her to learn how to do the right thing. The body responded as it should, got extremely improved, but then she fell off the wagon because of choices, again, that were not conducive to health. And your wife's a perfect example of, if she didn't have the coaching and information that you have, she would be with Dr. Green because she can't manage 285. He can.
Yes.
He can do it pharmaceutically.
Yes.
And if we don't have helpers like Dr. Green and the medical people, that people like your wife who would not have gotten the right information have to have pharmaceutical intervention.
Yeah, absolutely.
But because she had your experience. I just love the story. And, we're about to run out of time here. Charlie is such an inspiration because, you know, people who are 40 years old talking about they're going to live to be 80 and strong, that's a grain of salt because time will devastate many people.
Yes.
It didn't. Charlie, his family, his wife, and I've talked to his wife many times. And again, you know, when people come to me, I'm not treating their medical condition. I'm empowering them with information. And also, your son has a big business for tree cutting.
I have five boys that cut trees.
What is the name of the company?
Wysong Tree Service.
Wysong, yes. We have I know many people who have utilized them, and it's just been a real blessing for them. Charlie, thank you for taking your time out this morning for Dr. Green and myself.
Thank you, Ed, and thank you, Dr. Green. I enjoyed being with you.
Love talking with you.
It is time to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be, of course, talking in the third segment information, which is generally COVID related.
Oh, we may have COVID, winners and losers, heroes and villains, who knows?
Absolutely, my friend. Stay tuned for the next episode.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and really enjoyed talking to Mr. Charlie Wysong.
Impressive man.
Thank you. He's again, talks the talk and walks the walk, and I love the fact that we have good stories anecdotally. It may be, certainly not textbook, that taking care of yourself really does pay off. It really does. And also delving in deeply your own life to see what are your triggers. What personalized nutrition do you need? There is no cookie cutter recipe for everyone. It's like I'm on TikTok, and I know you. I share a few of those with you, Dr. Green. I have kind of found a niche market of in the gym teaching people how to lose body fat. I've got 1.2 million views as of last week, which was only 6 weeks into TikTok. So I think people are really wanting to hear from us less young people, because we have kind of shown what we believe works, and not only just spoke it, but we've actually exhibited that. And so I'm trying to show how to be fit at less young years, because I say I'm 65 years young. Yeah, I've got a couple more months before I turn 65, but it's so close. I just went in 65. I went ahead and said that. I want to say real quick, I have done 4 podcasts recently that are going to be posted. One with Jordan Rubin and Dr. Axe is his partner. And we talked about regenerative farming. This will be posted in about 1 week on nutritionw.com. Amazing story of how this gentleman got down to, I think he said, 89 pounds with Crohn's disease. And he recovered his health through, of course, nutrition, food choices, doing supplementation. And then the other one is I talked to a cardiologist who I really like, named Dr. Wolfson. He has a great book that was actually number one on the Amazon New York Times bestselling list for some time on how to take care of your heart. He definitely is outside of the normal traditional methods. He has a great website, and if you type in Dr. Wolfson cardiologist, you could find that.
And I'm curious, we talked, it's been years ago, to a regenerative farm program out west. I remember you like went out there or something.
You know, again, I repeat, you have such an awesome memory, Dr. Green, because I do
remember.
It's
been 3 years at least.
I know. I'm just amazed how you can recall these things. I actually didn't go out there. I really investigated it. And what sparked me was a movie, The Best Little Farm. I'm almost certain that's the name of it. And it talks about this couple who has built a regenerative farm. Regenerative farming is the next era of healthy foods. We talk about organic. Organic's really great. But this is the absolute best solution for the world, for our health, and it's very, very interesting to listen to this man's story.
So it was not the same one. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, not the same one. And okay. This, hey, believe it or not, this guy's in Franklin, Tennessee.
Hmm.
And he has a regenerative farm that I will go visit within the next 3 months with a couple of my crew members, probably my daughter also. I'm so into this because this philosophy is the future of maintaining the soils on our land, reducing the amount of chemicals through different methods than organic. It's just so exciting for me to hear. I also did, and on Dr. Wolfson, the whole podcast, which will be up in 2 weeks, is on AFib, atrial fibrillation. I know you see that very commonly, probably, don't you?
Unfortunately, right? Yes.
Unfortunately is right, because we have sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. It's an electrical malfunction of the heart. People with AFib realize how it can just devastate your quality of life. So look for that on nutritionw.com, Dr. Wolfson. And again, we do blood testing every Tuesday for people in the last Friday of the month. And I want to talk a little bit about COVID, of course. Just give me your feedback in the office. What, anything has changed? Are people even really super asking about it anymore? Or what is
not as much?
Feelings?
It's really falling off the radar. The numbers are down so much, which is a great report. End of report.
End of report. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the worst thing going around lately has been the stomach flu.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. It's a gastroenteritis from you know where, H-E double hockey stick. So, like, you know, 7 to 10 days of nasty. So, poor people getting that. It's just, it's sad. We'll just put it that way. So, it's run through some of my family members as well, literally.
Run through. That's a perfect word. Well, I know when I spoke a while ago about Jordan Rubin. He's a huge fan of something called soil-based organisms, which is something that I actually pushed away for about 15 years. And he says very clearly, he says, and this is a type of probiotic, but it's not a probiotic. It's actually the organisms that live in the soil that has allowed this earth to maintain its balance. Well, he talked about taking internally this. He said he travels the world. He's never got food poisoning or the diarrhea from the travels ever, as long as he takes soil-based organisms. And they work through even antibiotic usage. They are much more stable. I've just started taking them, so I'll give more feedback as time goes on. But I met with a guy yesterday, Dr. Green. I was just, you know, I meet with a lot of people because you have to, it's kind of like a buffet in life. And sometimes I'll meet with somebody and I'll feel like it was nothing gained from it. And sometimes it's like a superstar that just arrived out of the heavens somewhere. This young guy named Brian Husted, he has been a nurse for about 8 years, I believe. He's now getting ready to become a nurse practitioner, getting ready to graduate Southern College. But he was in the trenches on COVID. He worked in the emergency room. I'm not sure which hospital. And he was telling me that he has a passion now and feels led to, which he has done, create an action plan for COVID-19. Of course, we are getting dwindling numbers. That doesn't mean that we don't have issues.
Well, it's not non-existent.
It's not non-existent. Probably never will be. And who knows what might come back up. I want to say before I forget, on Facebook, the Vital Health Facebook, I have his website. And what he has on here is the protocol that is very science-based. He did this totally with references on how to treat COVID. But the story he told me, and again, I spoke earlier about the power of stories, it just kind of, I really brought a tear to my heart because he has such a commitment to this path of his life, which is empowering people, kind of like this show does and you do, with more information.
Now, is it all natural or does he include?
He mixes everything. It's all science-based. So it's the both sides of the story.
By the way, it's a little tangential thing. Were you amazed at the Queen of England getting COVID? And they seemingly discovered the miracle of ivermectin.
Oh,
this
really?
New drug. It's a new thing that came out of a study out of Australia. Ooh. They said, you know, the Queen of England just happened to discover this new thing. Really? Seriously? New? Anyway, I just had to put that out there.
I love that.
It's like it had never been heard of before on some of the liberal media. It's like, oh, new stuff. And we've talked about that before so many times.
So many times. And what will end up usually happening is all of a sudden they will turn the corner, then they'll start recommending it and then taking ownership that they're the ones who discovered it.
Of course.
Of course. But on this last thing on this Brian guy, and again, Facebook, Vital Health Radio, go to his website. But he told me this heartbreaking story, just the detail of it. I know the story. We all know this. But he said the amount of people in the trenches in the ICU when he was in the trenches with the COVID, because he was in the midst of the worst of it, still is. And he said the amount of people who he had to take a cell phone into their room in a plastic Ziploc baggie and turn on the FaceTime for the last 15 minutes that they can talk to their family. And I just can imagine
that'll
the scene
break your heart.
That he's holding this cell phone in a Ziploc baggie because of all these fears of germs. And these people have not seen their family in weeks or months, and they're having to say goodbye to their loved ones through that phone.
I do know a lot of the people, you know, thankfully where I do not have to go in the hospital anymore. We did that for, 20 years, inpatient and outpatient. But I know a lot of providers were talking, you know, doctors, NPs, PAs, nurses, who frankly have PTSD from what they experienced.
Oh, I bet.
The trauma, the heartache. You know, it's one reason I don't do ER anymore. I did, you know, as a young man, but I realized that's too traumatic. I mean, the people that do that, God bless you if you can, but that's just too much. But I can't imagine what he saw and what he experienced. I mean, that is heart-wrenching.
Yes, if that happens once, it is, and I know he had it more than many, many dozens of times. I want to say there was a study out this week I want to refer to that had to do with tinnitus, and it said that long haulers with COVID, that means people who didn't fully recover after 6 weeks and keep having symptoms, and the people who had the jab of the COVID shot, that if the spike protein has, wherever it goes, it can create some issues. There's no doubt. But 53% of COVID people who had a pretty serious case had some hearing loss or tinnitus. And that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we see a lot of odd, unexplainable, kind of like after Gulf War syndrome. Mm-hmm. You know, we see a lot of things we can't explain. But I've had a lot of people come in the last 2 weeks, diabetics, who have said, ever since I had COVID, my sugar has been higher. That's something new for me. I'm going to have to keep an eye on that and see. But I've had enough people mention it. It's just anecdotal at this time, but I'm going to start watching it. But everything from, you know, blood clots to cardiomyopathy to pleurisy, shortness of breath, fatigue. It's amazing. Neurologic symptoms, numbness.
Yes.
You mentioned tinnitus. You know, the things we're seeing post-COVID are, and sometimes post-vaccine, are unexplainable, at least right now.
At least right now. And I want to say also that the and you know, I won't say I'm even picking on. I'm just expressing my honest opinion. And again, I've done this one other time, and I hate to pick on somebody, and especially a locally owned business.
Oh, don't hold back.
But like I would. But again, Access Pharmacy to me is a coward to have on their digital sign that they're offering in big, big, big letters, like they're having a sale on vaccines for children.
Oh, I have to tell you something now, and I will not say the name of the pharmacy, which is probably a smart thing not to do, but it was a person who was not a patient of mine or anybody in the group, but they actually reported this to us, to the office, that they tried to fill an ivermectin locally.
Mm-hmm.
And were told that the pharmacist said they were not in the business of murdering people.
What?
And they refused to honor the doctor's prescription. Again, had nothing to do with us, but that was the report. And they felt strongly enough about it. Somebody who was not a patient of ours called us and told us.
Wow.
Started spreading the news about this particular pharmacy, which I will not name.
No, that's probably too much to name. That is sickening to even hear that story.
That's politics getting into medicine, and that's
no,
not okay.
No, that's and it's some kind of hysteria that went on to convince these people. But there was a study, well, a big one, pretty recently, just came out this week, that it takes 4 million doses of the vaccine administered to 5 to 11 year olds to prevent one single ICU admission. 4 million, and we know that it's nothing's totally safe. And so
then why are they pushing it to all the kids, Ed? Why?
We can't, you know, we kind of know and we don't know. I mean, there's these almost evil agendas with this, and I don't mind people like pharmacies having it on hand, but to advertise it is just despicable to me. Absolutely despicable. And so it'll be the last time.
Well, think of all the studies that show that the masks were harmful and not protective to children. But what did the government do?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, we can probably get in some trouble for this stuff, but there is science to back up what I just said, too.
Absolutely. And again, this is the opinion of Dr. Green personally and me, Ed Jones, not Nutrition World, nor Memorial Hospital. And the last study was a German. And what I like about insurance statistics is they normally will never fudged numbers because they're in the business of making money, and it has to be done on statistics and the right numbers. Well, the German health insurance data is showing an alarming trend. 10.9 million insured people have been looked at, and the vaccine has caused 400,000 visits due to side effects of the vaccine because the insurance companies have to note this, and they're not fudging on the numbers because it's statistics. So 400,000 people had to go to the doctor out of the vaccine for visits that were modestly serious side effects.
Is that in the VARES system?
No, that one's not in there because this is a report from only insurance companies.
And that was German, you said, too.
In German, with that 10 million. Yes, so 400,000 doctor visits due to side effects. But yet we're being told it's 100% safe by Fauci. No, anyone who has any open-mindedness should be able to see that that is not the case. That doesn't mean, again, I say this again, I'm not totally opposed to it. I think if you have two or more risk factors and you're not able or willing to change it and you're above a certain age, I think it's worth getting the shot.
And I've had my vaccine, and yes, you're right, I'm giving my own opinion, not Memorial's or anybody else's, just my own. But there is a lot of misinformation that has gone out. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. But people still have to make up their own mind. I loved a more liberal lady that was interviewed in New York, and they said, what are you going to do if the mask mandate is lifted? She goes, I'll probably still wear my mask, you know. You do you, I'll do me. That was a good attitude. I liked her.
Wonderful attitude. You do you, I'll do me. Absolutely. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some words of wisdom. That plus more to come for Vital Health Radio.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invest the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and back with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, each fourth segment, we'd like to speak about some words of wisdom. And again, I keep going back, and I do read a lot of different pieces of good material, but I like the Stoic information because it's Stoic episodes in history had many thousands of years ago really helped today to reveal the strength of people. And this one is the one that came out that I enjoyed reading. You're starting to feel some relief that you're coming out of the slump, that your industry is starting to rebound, that vaccines will be effective for everybody, that the pandemic is nearly over, that your depression feels less heavy, that your exile is going to be lifted. It's good to have hope. It's good to look toward the future. But we have to be careful because sometimes, as some of the Stoics would say, and even lyrics from Metallica. It comes to be that the soothing light at the end of your tunnel was just a freight train coming your way. We talked about how a Stoic can never say, I didn't think that could happen, or I didn't think that would happen to me, or I didn't think that would happen again. And we have to be on guard, as Seneca reminds us, against hope. I know that sounds odd, but as Edith Edgar told us on the Daily Stoic podcast about a friend in the concentration camp where she'd been imprisoned who became convinced that she would soon be freed. And when that day came and went, she died of a broken heart. Hope was the scaffolding that held her up. It was the oxygen that filled her lungs and kept her going. But when it collapsed, so did she. That light at the end of the tunnel can deceive us. It can make us do crazy things. It can put us in danger. It may well be that things are getting better. The end may be, in fact, close, but don't relax your guard until you get there. Don't take anything for granted and fall prey to bad habits in the process. Just keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, stay focused, and let the end of hard times resolve themselves as they will. But remain prepared for the new normal, whatever that may be. Interesting little perspective, because it's always about hope, 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 hope. And we all know how valuable it is, but sometimes it can mislead us. It can.
Yeah, I guess it depends what your hope is in.
Ultimately. Ultimately, in the bigger picture, there's that hope is different than a hope of a circumstance changing. We still need to touch on that hope, but I think creating a plan and then also allowing to surrender to knowing that most things are going to resolve themselves in one way or the other, sometimes regardless of what we do.
Well, I think you've been saying all along through the pandemic, you know, it's going to be okay. We've gotten through a lot in our lives. Everybody has, sickness and otherwise, and we're all going to be okay. Maybe not today, but we will be.
There you go. I really, really...
You've said that over and over. and you're right.
Well, and it's hard to really say that when you are in the midst of the storm. It is hard. I want to tell you.
Extremely hard. I mean, it is. And we won't try to wax over that that it's not hard. No, it is. It is. But I still believe in hope. I do. Mm-hmm. But it depends who I put my hope in.
Right.
And so from that, it's a faith standpoint for me. So I always remember those three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, going before the king. They're about to be killed. You know, and they say, you know, our God can save us, but even if he doesn't, hey, we're not going to lose faith. I mean, that's just a paraphrase. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I like that kind of hope.
That hope is not what the Stoics are referring to,
yes,
for sure. It isn't. It's more the kind of the human habits that we have sometimes to hold on to too much. There was a lady who came to see me real quickly. I want to make a point of this. Mm-hmm. I got this email this morning before we came on the show. She has had chronic blood pressure issues the past 2 years, just out of nowhere. She's about 65, 70 years old. I talked to her. Of course, I always say, check with your doctor, you know, because she's going to her physician who she likes very well. I said, you know, I really think you might have some sleep apnea. I'm not sure, but I think if you will try this tape on your mouth, which again, the Holistic Navigator, you go on there, type in the Holistic Navigator and the word breath or breathing, you'll understand when I speak of this. She sent me an email of the difference this tape has made in her blood pressure and in her life. And it said, using the tape on my mouth the first two nights made such a huge difference in how I rested and how I felt the next day. I continue to improve my sleeping habits based on this tape. And then she gives me all her blood pressure readings. And over a period of about 4 weeks, it went from 162 over 86, and I won't go through all the numbers. It is now down to 107 over 67 with nothing changing except putting tape on the mouth. Because when we breathe at night or even during the day, it is devastating to our health. So I love to get these kind of real good stories.
That's the one thing I've never tried.
One of many things, my friend, we got.
Yes, that's true. I told you my wife wants to tape my mouth shut during the day. Not at night.
I probably can't argue with you on that one. All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. And we thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fiercely happy day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.